Bill Barron is running for a U.S. Senate seat in Utah to put climate change on the nation's election agenda. KOER's Judy Fays reports on this unlikely candidate and his unusual campaign.
Political candidate Bill Barron is one of the Utahns who tuned in last week to the debate between Republican Senator Mike Lee and his Democratic challenger Misty Snow.
Climate change, it's what they do. They always have, and they always will.
Ms. Snow.
So, thank you very much for this question. The issue of climate change is a very important one.
Barron's race is the U.S. Senate, too, and climate is his top issue, really his only issue. But Barron didn't make the cut. He wasn't polling high enough to earn a seat on the debate stage. So instead, he listened on the radio in his pickup on the way to make his own campaign pitch at the Sandy Library. That's where the Sandy Hills Community Council hosted a candidates' night. A dozen people sat around a table in a library conference room. Three were candidates like Barron.
So we'll go ahead and start with you.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Bill Barron. And I'm running as an unaffiliated candidate for U.S. Senate.
Sandy resident Clark Hendry announced during introductions that he doesn't believe in climate change. But he had a question after Barron made his pitch.
You've got one primary subject, and that's global, you know, the emissions things. On your website, do you list your views on other things?
Good question. And I don't, because my specific focus is on the need to address climate change. And I'm trying to create the opportunity for people to use their vote to make that statement.
Barron believes American voters have the power to make Washington get serious about tackling the problem. But Hendry was skeptical.
Good luck with motivating them.
Thank you. I'll take it. It's about driving change.
Hey.
Hi, Bill.
How are you?
Come on in.
Barron runs the VoteForClimate.us campaign out of an addition behind his Salt Lake City bungalow.
I dug this out.
Economizes by living in the basement and renting out the upstairs.
This is a way that I get to do things that I really believe in.
He used to live a quiet life as a carpenter and ski patroller, but Barron's concern about a warming world has pushed him beyond his comfort zone and eventually into politics. It started after he joined a national interest group called the Citizens Climate Lobby and took part in a meeting with aides to Senator Orrin Hatch in Washington. Barron's natural shyness almost unnerved him.
And it was one of those deals where, you know, your hands are completely out of control, shaking, and you feel like your heart's going to burst out of your chest.
Two years later, he was running against Hatch so we could talk about climate. Now in his third bid for a seat in Congress, Barron's seeking attention. This summer, he featured himself in campaign videos describing how a changing climate threatens the future. And he takes every opportunity to meet with voters.
And to be able to walk away with a handshake and appreciation for the conversation. And I probably won't get that person's vote, but they appreciated that I was willing to have a civil dialogue on the issue. And my bet is that they'll think a little more about the issue than they might have in the past.
Handshake by handshake, Barron's making progress. This year, he's polling at around 6%. That's significant for him and for an issue that's fumbling for traction with the average voter.
I think it's pretty fair to say that climate change has not been a primary issue.
Anthony Leiserwitz leads the Climate Communication Program at Yale University. His research has shown that Americans aren't talking about global warming, even though two-thirds of them say they're interested in it. It's too touchy because of partisan politics and an outspoken minority. Leiserwitz says it's like other subjects people avoid at Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, you don't talk about religion or politics, and now for some people, they've added climate change to that, mostly because they just don't want to piss off Uncle Bob or whomever is extremely vocal with a very contrary view.
Leiserwitz says issues that catch hold with voters are often driven by focused organizations, like the National Rifle Association or the Right to Life campaign. And so far, there's no comparable group fighting global warming. But efforts like Bill Barron's could be a sign of change. Back at his bungalow, Barron opens his mail-in ballot.
Right there. It says Bill Barron with unaffiliated.
Then he started talking about last week's Senate debate and how, if he'd been on that stage, he could have made his case for the little-known fee and dividend approach to reining in greenhouse gases.
I wish I could have been there because I'd have the perfect answer. But, you know, I think that in the end, to be positive and keep plugging away, that's what people want.
Some people might say Barron's campaign is unrealistic or maybe even a wasted vote. But as he sees it, the cause inches forward every time he shakes another voter's hand. Judy Fays, KUER News.